Coming to you from Redondo Beach, California and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 6 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, along with my cohort, my friend, my compatriot, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Adam. What's up?
Oh, I got to fix that. That was way hot. You do that every time. Yeah, you never speak that close until we're on the air. Sorry, people. Sorry, people. So how's it going? How's it going this week out there in Jackson, Michigan?
You know, buddy, it's been a pretty good day. Pretty good day. We've been working on a kitchen remodel project and getting some work done in the meantime.
Nice. Yeah, I'm doing some, not that you asked, but I'm also doing some purging because my wife is still out of town, another 5 days to go. And I like the house to be less cluttered by the time she gets back. So after we're done recording today, I have a load of stuff to take to Goodwill. So it'll be good. Good times. So
that's fantastic. We talked a little bit about it in the last episode, purging some stuff. So
yeah.
Great job. Great job. I kind of envy you. I'm over here trying to decide, help my wife decide between 500 different shades of white for our cupboards.
Yeah.
It's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah. Because white is the most important color to choose from, especially when you're doing some WordPress development and or support services. White is key. You know, you don't want the white screen of death, but you do want a comfortable, relaxing, I call it cloud-esque type color, like the fluffy cloud white is the white I like.
I like it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's kind of how I've been trying to express it. But I'm just overwhelmed with the number of options. Hopefully our audience today does not experience the same.
Yes, that would not too many options, just a few. All right, so hey, moving on here. What are you wearing? What are you drinking as far as WordPress swag goes today?
Oh, what am I wearing? Yeah, well, today I am sporting my exclusive Northeast Ohio 2016 shirt, which is one of my personal favorites, and also my exclusive Empowered by WordPress zip-up hoodie. Notice everything I wear is exclusive. That's yeah. Just how you stay cool. And I'm drinking from a Green Bay Packers glass.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, you know, is that the WordCamp Northeast Ohio? Is that the half sleeve one, the purple, like the baseball shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really nice. Yeah. Super soft, too.
I have one of those. I don't wear mine that often. I don't know why. I just, I'm not a big half sleeve type person, I guess.
You don't always make great decisions in terms of your attire.
Wow. Okay, then. I, on the other hand, I'm wearing a exclusive WordCamp Chicago hoodie. That was a speaker gift. I love this one. Actually, I noticed it's getting kind of worn in a lot. Like, it's not as new, clearly. It's been a year. And I'm also wearing underneath that a Woo Ship It shirt. I said Ship It, people. It's the Skull and Crossbones one. It's pretty cool. And I'm drinking water from a WP Engine pint cup. I don't know where I got that from. I'm not sure where I was. Somewhere where WP Engine was at. So thanks to them for that. Yeah, that's what I'm wearing and drinking. So
pretty cool. You look great.
Thanks. Yeah, you're looking good too. You know. All right, moving on. News. A couple of things we want to talk about. You want to bring up number one in the news?
Yeah. So it's still early in the year. The year 2017, to be exact. And we want to share some of our predictions for the rest of this year, actually. So Adam and I have been preparing just a little bit and reflecting a lot on all the experiences that we've had in recent years in the WordPress world. We want to share with you a few things that we predict for the rest of this year. And I know we're already 11% of the way into 2017, but still, it's not too late for us to throw some exciting predictions at you that you can use to make your own projections and strategize for the year.
Sure.
Because we're going to be right. We're going to be right.
Right.
Adam, do you want to kick us off with your first prediction?
Sure. My first prediction is that I will go to every WordCamp in California.
That's a great prediction. Wow.
Yeah, I've done 3 out of 4 the past couple, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever. I'm going to do, my prediction is I will hit all 4. So
you're going to head to WordCamp Skid Row, probably?
Wow. Hey, easy.
Okay.
Hey, there's no wall. Oh, too soon.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. No.
All right.
So we have, just so you know, just for the record, we have WordCamp Los Angeles, WordCamp San Diego, Orange County, and WordCamp San Diego, WordCamp Orange County, and WordCamp Sacramento. Those are the 4 in California currently. That may change in the next few years. 2018, I've talked to the foundation about some expansion on that idea. So, and some other people in the community are also on board with that. So we may get some more in the years to come. So
That's pretty cool. California is underrepresented on the WordCamp scene.
It is. What do you got for a prediction?
I've got quite a few here. All of mine are numbered, so I tried to be really specific. Oh. I don't want to be vague. You know, I want to go out on a limb here and just say, you know, this is exactly my prediction for the year. So I've got a few I want to share with you. First, I've got some on the tech side. So I believe, and I'm predicting on the record here, okay, that in 2017, we're going to have two major releases of WordPress. Both of them will come in quarter four.
Oh, wow.
That's my
that's awesome
out on a limb prediction.
Okay.
There's going to be lots of chatter over the course of this summer and fall about this new release cycle, and there will be people expressing skepticism because it's moving slowly. But in the end, I think in quarter four, we're going to get two major releases that come with pretty significant advancements in WordPress, and who's to say how aggressive that will be and what changes it'll cause. But that's my prediction. And also on the tech side, I believe we're going to see two very prominent companies that both of us know of at this time cease operations this year.
Wow.
It's going to shock a few people because we didn't see it coming.
Huh. So, okay. Well, so if I don't see it coming, it's not Concierge WP. Whew. Okay. All right.
And in the news, I believe we will see one article on each prominent WP news site mentioning the, quote, plugin bubble.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. You can put me on record for that.
It has been done so, something like that, whatever they say in the olden days in the courts. So it shall be said. There we go. All right. So I have a couple tech-based and, you know, community-based. I think we'll also, I'm predicting that there will be a WordPress battle, WP battles round four, maybe a fifth.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Steve. I know there are probably dozens of people just waiting for that to happen.
Yeah. Because Malwarius just, you know, he's dead. And so maybe he'll be reborn somehow. I don't know.
Or so you think.
Right. Right. We think Malwarius is dead. Anyway, I also think someone in the WordPress space will be upset by a decision from Automattic or WordPress.com.
Oh, someone will be upset.
Yes.
That has probably happened since we started recording this podcast.
Possibly. Possibly. Yeah. And I think my last prediction is for myself, with the ability for me to now fly free, as my wife is finishing her training with an airline, becoming a flight attendant, I will surprise someone in the WordPress community by popping over to join their meetup or their WordCamp without them knowing.
Ooh,
yes.
That's great. Do you have any specific plans for this? Or this is just a dream?
No, I don't know which one or where or when it's going to happen, but sometime this year, that will happen. I'm going to say, hey, I'm coming out. And they're going, oh, yeah, sure. And just joking the way I typically joke or often do. And I will be at that. And then people will be shocked, like, what? It'll just be out of context that, like, surprise, surprise, you know? So stay tuned for that.
You're all about these big pranks.
Right. That's my thing. So
I've got a few people community related predictions for this year, and you can put me on the record. This is a very specific one. I think that exactly seven people that you and I both personally know that are fairly reasonably prominent in the WordPress community will surprisingly, out of nowhere, from our perspectives, change jobs. And this year, seven. I'm going on record with seven. And another one, I think we will see a total of two new, to us, gossipy WordPress relationships pop up, and one less. So there's going to be conversations taking place over the course of this year where you say, oh, did you know that so-and-so and so-and-so else are together? That's going to happen three times, two positives and one negative.
So as long as we don't break up, we're in the positive, we can knock one out right there.
You're right.
Okay.
And another person, this is my last prediction,
okay,
one very prominent core contributor to WordPress will write a long essay describing why they are stepping away from contributing.
Okay.
And they will cite a lack of transparency from the top and general ingratitude from the community as chief reasons for them stepping away from contributing to WordPress.
Wow.
And it will spark a lot of news and discussion.
So has this become the therapy session? Maybe we'll call this for WordPress therapy for the title of the show this week. So, all right.
The community has gotten big and WordPress is huge now. So I expect some of these things to occur.
Okay. Okay. So those are awesome. I think those are valid, and I will, maybe we can revisit this in a year's time from now and see how we did.
We should.
Okay. Put it on the calendar. Mark it down. Okay. All right. So that's it. Also in the news, one more thing here. I wanted to mention, I had the idea last week. We're looking for more questions, as you guys know, who are listening to the show. And I thought it'd be nice to have maybe something to give to you as an incentive. So if you submit a question, we're working on some ideas for swag. I have an idea already. I'm not going to share what it is at the moment, but send in a question. If we use it on the air, in this case, I'm going to be specific. I want an audio recorded question through the SpeakPipe functionality. We will invest some money. We will get some cool swag and ship it to you as a thank you. So there's your challenge. So the swag is coming for Get Option Podcast, but you got to submit a voicemail, a voice system, whatever you want to call that, through SpeakPipe. And if we play it, you get something. There you go. Cool. You cool with that, Kyle?
That's an unbelievable deal that we didn't discuss.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, would you want to break up? Is it over? So
we'll talk about this after the show.
Okay, good, good, good. And I think last thing in the news is you wanted to mention, oh yeah, there you go. It's you.
Yeah, awesome. So we've got something else new and exciting to share. So I've spoken a lot about freelancing and client services in the past at different events, meetups, and WordCamps and so forth. I've fielded countless questions from audiences. And I know from experience that project management is something that we all struggle with. Everyone out there has all these questions about keeping projects on track and communicating with clients and managing the scope and the deadlines and all that stuff. And so I constantly get questions about the tools I use and the methods I employ to keep projects running smoothly. So if you've seen me or heard me speak in the past, there's a good chance that you've heard me bring up some of my favorite tools. And one of the chief tools among those is a plugin called Project Panorama. So Project Panorama is a WordPress plugin that provides you with amazing project management functionality, and I've been a huge fan of it for years, and they are our first sponsor of this podcast.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Project Panorama.
Thank you very much, Project Panorama. Project Panorama is a great plugin that gives you all kinds of cool functionality to help manage projects of any kind. So I recommend that you check it out, projectpanorama.com. You have a coupon code that we have exclusive for listeners of this show. Adam?
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, real quick, I've looked at it and I've talked about it in my other podcast like a year ago about client communications. What do you have a favorite feature or two that you like about it? Why don't you give us a little insight?
Absolutely. I've been playing with Project Panorama and using it for a long time and even built extensions for it in the past because it's a beautiful framework to work with. Some of my favorite features are the front-end view that you share with clients. Really, it's hard to compare anything else to that. It's just so beautiful. The Project Panorama designer is absolutely outstanding. So this page that you generate that shows the status of your project and all the details about it, which you send to your clients, is just gorgeous. It looks absolutely professional. They'll make you look great.
Right.
Yeah. And I
agree. I think the design itself right off the bat is amazing. So just as an FYI.
Yeah. 5 stars. Anything else that I've sent with other tools just looks amateur in comparison. And I'm also a huge fan of the notification control feature that's built into Project Panorama. You can select all the triggers, anything that can occur within a project, and define who and how notifications are sent to people. It's really elegant. So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and lastly, I've watched the tutorial video that Ross put together. It's 20 minutes. It's well worth the time. It makes me honestly want to be a project manager to some extent. It's crazy how cool it is. And it's really well thought out. It's deep. It has a ton of functionality. So like we were mentioning earlier, if you're looking for project management as a plugin to add to your toolbox to help your clients see what's going on with their project, definitely check it out. If you use the sponsor code, all the options, that's all the options, no spaces, you'll save 20% off at checkout. So check it out. Thanks again to Project Panorama for sponsoring the show. The first episode here, the first sponsor of the Get Options podcast.
Absolutely. Awesome. So grateful to have a sponsor.
I really am. Okay. So, hey, Kyle, guess what?
What is it, Adam?
It's questions time.
Woo!
So still working on the sound effects, but maybe next week we'll have some sound effects for that. It'd be cool. So, all right, you're up first. You ask the first one.
Right on. Happy to do so, sir. So this question came to us from Twitter from a good friend of ours named John Parkinson. He says, just one question, guys. What took you two so long?
Okay. So what took us so long regarding starting this podcast is the full, behind the scenes
context.
Thank you. And the answer here, it's not really an options per se, but the answer, John, is this. Initially, I thought it was a really, 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 I mean, really bad idea that Kyle had. He mentioned it when we were together, you know, on Skype and Hangouts and then in Cabo again. And after thinking about it, even telling my friends about it and my wife and my kids, they all agreed it's terrible. Just the worst idea ever that Kyle's had. But then I did some shock therapy and I did a cold bath immersion program. And I saw the potential that where we could really help people in the community and even outside the community. So that's what took so long. Just really, it came down to the fact that it was a terrible idea that Kyle had. And here we are. That's the answer.
Wow.
Didn't see that coming, did you, Kyle?
Well, I appreciate you being so honest. Yeah. Because that's what listeners of this show appreciate, is our honesty.
Full transparency, baby.
Absolutely. And you're completely right. This was just another harebrained idea that I had. This is just one that you didn't shoot down like the hundreds of others.
This is one of the few. Like, literally, I think out of the Cabo, or not Cabo Press, Costa Rica Press, not Cabo, I meant to say Costa Rica. Yeah, this was one that stuck. So, you know, just a matter of timing. Truthful answer for me, honestly, John, was timing, figure out how we'd format it. The name, honestly, what took a long time was the name of the show, because we kept toying with different parts of Codex and the, you know, functions and how we could call it and whatnot. So that's part of it, just that little type of thing. So do you agree?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We don't like to rush things, really. We sit on our ideas for a while and let them stew just a bit, like we have for everything else that we've collaborated on in the past.
Right, absolutely.
So we gave this some good time.
I think so. Yeah, that's what we got. So, okay. Do you want to add anything to this one, or are you good?
I thank John for the question.
Okay. All right. Thanks, John. All right. I'm going to ask you the question here. So can WordPress maintain market dominance, and what are the biggest threats to that?
This is an awesome question. This is the kind of question that is kind of beyond us clowns. It's a pretty big picture, and we could talk about this for hours, honestly, but we'll try not to. So first I want to say that it's all about the features, baby.
Oh, wow.
To really make WordPress successful long term and to just destroy any threatening competitors, it's simple. The solution is a piece of cake. All you have to do is merge Visual Composer permanently into the code base and make Thesis the default theme for life. After that, it's game over. No one else can ever compete with WordPress.
Wait. You wouldn't change like Thesis 2016, 2015. You wouldn't just change like the year. You just call it just Thesis for life.
Thesis, default theme for life.
TFL.
We are good to go.
TFL. Thesis, TFL.
Thesis. You will be putting all those competitors out of business that fast. And as a bonus, we could also merge in Son of Clippy, one of my favorite WordPress plugins.
And maybe Betterify.
It wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt. It'll only propel WordPress further. Let's get to 90% with just those changes.
Wow. Well, okay. So I'm going to answer something real quick. I think the way to maintain dominance is to compete. I don't know if it's compete, but, you know, oh, maybe this could be one of the predictions, or, you know, just to acquire all the W's, you know, Wix, Weebly, and of course the S's, the Squarespaces. Once Automattic acquires those companies, you know, then the dominance will only be that much more. I mean, we already have the dominance, right? So that's all really stopping us. Excuse me while I clear my throat. You say something, Kyle.
Hi.
And I'm back. Okay. So like I was saying, you know, it's the threats really are, I think, the marketing aspect of what these other companies are doing. You know, it takes money sometimes to make money. And WordPress did recently do an ad on Super Bowl, but not on TV. They focus their energy somewhere else for small businesses. It was online. But at the moment, I don't think Matt and company have a concern about market dominance. Well, they do in one aspect. They care, of course. Matt said it on my show way back on Kitchen Sink WP, episode 48, that he'd like to have 100% you know, integration everywhere. I'll have to cut that out.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that, I mean, is dominance a good thing or bad thing? You know, if you're the top dog, then people are gunning for you. The other issue is that other companies are probably outspending in marketing dollars. And that's fine. If they have the money, they want to do that. That's great. And not everyone loves WordPress. Some people have come into it, have left it, love it, hate it. You know, it's like anything else. It's a tool at the end of the day. It needs to do the job that you want it to do for what you need it to do. I know it's kind of redundant to keep saying that, to do. But I think the threats really are, I think the main threat, knowledge. You know, if you don't know what you don't know, you can't make a good decision. And the open source aspect of it, I think, is the key for me. That's why it's like sticking with it. So,
right. It strikes me that what WordPress has done is pretty unprecedented in this industry, at least. So predicting the future with confidence is very difficult for anyone, no matter how knowledgeable you are. But there are two particularly large considerations that come to mind. One first would be core values and our changing society. So WordPress is pretty old now in terms of software. And in its early days, times were pretty different. And right now we're seeing an area of technology, we're seeing in every area of technology, a gradual shift. So in yesteryear, self-hosted, self-managed solutions were very much preferred. Years ago, people would be configuring their own servers and their own local backup solutions and using IRC channels and all that stuff. Today, there's a trend towards more convenient SaaS offerings like cloud hosting, Dropbox, and Slack. Those are on the rise. Older self-managed technologies are on the decline. IRC, in fact, is a great example of a declining technology being replaced by solutions like HipChat and Slack, their hosted offerings. And creating your own walled garden used to be very popular, and IRC was the way to go and so forth. But it's no longer the same compelling selling point that it once was. We are seeing a change over time towards hosted solutions, which are more convenient than choosing to be independent and DIY. This affects WordPress because it has always been one of its chief selling points. But as the years pass, fewer and fewer people really care about that. So I think we're in this stage where the core values of WordPress may need to evolve in order to keep up with our changing society. So that's one consideration. My second is that a lack of transparency from the top and Matt's overall control has a big effect on this entire ecosystem. So much of WordPress is controlled by Matt directly, and that's not really changing. Matt is accountable to no one and has incredible control. It's also demonstrated by some of his actions and inactions that blurred lines between the open source project and his commercial ventures don't really bother him very much. And this results in a lot of people and companies feeling uneasy about investing in WordPress. And it gives a sense of volatility to the industry.
Mm. Okay, yeah, fair points. I agree with the majority of those. Not all, but those are decent options as well. So, All right. Third and final question of the show. Your turn.
Hey there. This is a question that comes from Megan Morsey, sent to us via Slack. And she asks, how do you determine your first pricing structure as a freelancer?
Great question. And it's something like it's not even my first pricing structure. It's always my pricing structure. It's like, how do I deal with this kind of right now? You know, when I was a photographer, it was easier almost because you have a price book. You figure out what your value is. Anyway, many people expect me to say the obvious answer, and that would be like a dartboard, you know. But no, actually, when I came up with my pricing for my WordPress development work, I took a much more strategic approach, and for initially at least, and I went ahead and chose beer pong. Yes, indeed, beer pong. I took the cups, I put dollar amounts on them, and I tallied that total after two rounds. But then again, I was thinking about it might have been more than two rounds because, well, it was beer pong. So, you know, that's how I determined it. That's one option to go with. You can go beer pong, you can go dartboard. But of course, I'll give it to you, Kyle. What's your option? Do you have anything initially to say on this?
Yeah, I think, and I like your recommendation, Adam. You've got a lot of experience in this field, so two thumbs up. My recommendation is just think about it this way. You know, imagine a commercial for your services as a young freelancer like this. Here we go. Sunday. Come on down to Kyle and Adam's websites for the cheapest websites in town. Our prices are so low, our spouses left us and didn't bother trying to take any of our money because we don't make any. We're out of our minds with these prices. For a limited time, if you bring us an estimate from any competitor, we'll match and throw in free hosting for life. These websites must go. Hurry in and save thousands today. So.
Yeah.
That's a commercial that could be for your services as you're getting started. You compete on price and try to be the cheapest one out there.
Right. Okay. So obviously the flip side of that would be the standard answer in WordPress and pricing. The standard WordPress word is it depends, right? There's 10 different ways to do the same kind of thing. But in this case, I think you have to look at things versus hourly pricing versus hourly versus flat rate versus value. Okay. FreshBooks put out a great ebook a couple years ago, which I use and reference all the time. On the value-based pricing things, it really depends. If you have an hourly pricing, that's fine, but you're going to cap out eventually. You can only, you have to raise your rates, or you have to somehow come up with more hours in the day. Okay, so I say, you know, of course you have to start somewhere. You have to know what your overhead is. It's a business, first and foremost. It's a business. It's not a hobby. So keep that in mind. See what I did there, Kyle? So the reason we're laughing is because there's another podcast coming out called It's Not a Hobby. Stay tuned for that one from me. Anyway, so you have to charge fair money for your value. You know, if that's $100 an hour, so be it. It also depends on where you live and what your overhead is and expenses. But remember to pay yourself. Remember to treat it seriously as a business. Don't just look at someone else's pricing and say, oh, that's what they charge. That's what I'll charge. You know, but then again, you know, I wouldn't suggest just... I don't know. It's a toughie, but you have to look at your own numbers, your own finances to see what you need to charge for your value, what you bring to the table. Simple as that. That's my answer.
Extremely wise. You know your stuff. You're a real smart guy.
Thanks. Go on.
I do think it is important to remember that our pricing, it does evolve over time. It's something that we keep alive, and it should shift and adjust as we need it to. There are factors which can affect it, such as the volume of the customers you're able to bring in, the size of those customers available to you, the services that you're offering, which can evolve over time. That would change your pricing, the volume of the work that you're capable of handling, you know, how fast you can complete things, and your reputation. All of these can affect the pricing that you can get away with or is appropriate for you to charge.
Right.
But those are things just to remember for the future. For a good starting point, something that I might recommend, this is just your absolute basic for really getting started, which was the question when you're just getting started.
Right.
Look at your opportunity cost. So if you're approaching this situation of going into freelancing for the first time, you are making a choice to be self-employed here. And you should be honest with yourself and with your spouse or significant other, whoever else is in the mix, with your goal and what your opportunity cost is. So ask yourself the question, what do you need to make in order to make this worth doing? So if you can't make this much, then you agree to go get a job instead.
Right.
That's kind of like a baseline. If I can make this much, then it's worth doing. And try and be real about that.
Yeah. Be honest. Have a budget. Stick to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Set some realistic goals. And another factor to really keep in mind that's pretty important is if you're making that calculation, you say, this is my opportunity cost and I need to make such and such amount of money. Calculate roughly 50% billable time. So do not make the mistake of saying I need to make $50,000 a year. So I'm going to calculate that based on 40 billable hours per week. That's effectively impossible for you to accomplish. So if you're going to work a 40-hour week, plan on 20 billable hours at best, which will take you a while even to get there. But you can say 20 billable hours at $60 an hour per week equates to over $62,000 a year. So do that kind of math to get where you need to know and understand your required billable time.
Agreed. Great advice. Good option. So... okay, well, I think that's it for the show. We're a little longer on the show this time, but I'm glad we got through all that. It was good stuff. So let's wrap it up. Kyle.
Awesome. So first of all, I want to say thanks again to our sponsor, Project Panorama. Don't forget to use the coupon code ALLTHEOPTIONS at checkout to save 20%. So thank you all for listening. Be sure to email us any questions that you have at questions@getoptionspodcast.com or use the SpeakPipe function on the website. You can find me online at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. And Adam?
I'm Hey Adam Silver on Twitter, and I'm also over at kitchensinkwp.com.
Wonderful. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been Episode 6, Get Options Podcast.
See ya.
Hey, John Parkinson, this is for you from Kyle.
Yo. All right. This is Adam and Kyle, Get Options Podcast. Here we go.
born before this show in Dayton, Ohio, just 22 months ago. That's where I met this bro. We had some mutual friends and didn't appreciate them. We'd be awesome when we let our creativity blend. I used to listen to his show, that's how I got to know a Tumble WordPress pro living out on the West Coast. Turns out he's super rad, old enough to be my dad, but it don't matter, I'm glad. I only tease him a tad. We're just a couple guys who see eye to eye, especially by kissing the status quo goodbye. Gotta think outside the box, don't get nervous or rattled. Put on a show that rocks, hashtag WP Battles. From SoCal to Philly, we'll be publicly silly, humiliating ourselves and making a scene. We really just wanna do something new, hopefully entertain you, and find a professional reason to write more rap lyrics too. We never did intend to initiate any trend. We're not going to bother predicting how this will end. For now, it's done, it's done. We're on the airwaves, son. We'll beat our insecurities, releasing episode one. We heard that starting gun, now it's time to run. And we're not gonna stop until this is no longer fun.